From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. One of the many things that became apparent during the pandemic was the importance of sick days, paid time off for illness, your own, or a family member's. Many workers that the country considered essential don't get sick days. They have to keep working when sick or risk financial crisis. Now, the Urban Institute has a new report looking at which workers can take paid time off. Spoiler alert, many still can't. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The Urban Institute survey asked respondents whether they're allowed to take paid time off from work, either sick days for their own illness or longer-term leave to care for a family member or a new child. Researcher Jack Smolligan says the survey found
gaps in access persist and are quite pronounced, skewed by income, race, and education.
Only a third of workers at the poverty line get any kind of paid sick or family leave, compared with 80% of higher income workers. Latino and Black workers are less likely to have the benefit than white workers, and fewer than half of women 18 to 34 get paid parental leave.
The United States is really an outlier. We have no national paid family and medical leave program, no paid sick time program.
Laura Narevsky at the National Women's Law Center says in the absence of federal legislation, state and local governments are passing paid leave laws. Benefits vary in length, how much of a worker's pay they replace, and who qualifies. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.